Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Good evening. I am your host, Blaze. This is our segment, Let's Talk. It is Saturday, April 14th, 2018. Yes, it's a beautiful Saturday in my neck of the woods. It was about 75, 80 degrees today. And I don't know what it was like in your neck of the woods, but yesterday was Friday the 13th. And that's to show you how much I don't celebrate certain things. It never really dawned on me yesterday that yesterday was Friday the 13th until I look at the calendar tonight and see that today is the 14th, which was Friday the 13th yesterday. So let's talk segment. And we're going to talk tonight about what are the things that are holding you back. You know, so many of us are so fearful about things that have absolutely no control over us. Yet, we are afraid of it. We are afraid of what people are going to say, how people feel, what people are going to think. We are afraid of failing. We are afraid of succeeding. We are afraid of heights. You know, we are afraid of looking like a fool. Yet, we make fools out of ourselves every single day. We are afraid of people disrespecting us, yet we disrespect ourselves every single day. We are afraid of people going to abuse us, yet we abuse ourselves every single day. You know, we are afraid of so many things, and a lot of the things that we are afraid of, we are doing that other people will do to us, we are doing to ourselves. And some of the things that we are afraid of are the things that we need to do in order to move from point A to point B. And so what are the things that you are afraid of that are holding you back? That's the conversation tonight. Give me a call, 347-324-5185. My name is Blaze. I am your host. I am getting my cup of tea ready. You know, before the program tonight, I was listening to my friend, the Born Lucian, on Facebook Live, because he just plays all these oldies but goodies, songs that take you back into places. Yeah, it takes you back way, 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 way back. And I was having fun listening to some music earlier and just dancing. And because of that, I found myself on Facebook and I saw something that, I mean, I posted it on my page. So feel free to go over to my Blaze Sylvester page and you will see this. Because after watching it, I thought to myself, how? I don't believe in coincidence. You all know that. And for me to be talking about what's holding you back tonight and for me to come across this post on Facebook just before I came on, I don't believe in coincidence. And the only reason why I was on Facebook watching the page was because my friend texted me and said, hi, I am on live. And so I went over to listen to his music and to support him. And there the post was. So, folks, there is no coincidence, but there is no excuse that you have in the world that is stopping you from doing what you need to do, because there are people in this world that have a whole lot less than you do, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. My name is Blaze. I'm going to go get my tea, and I leave you with Yolanda Adams. Be blessed. That's how we started the program off tonight, being blessed. See you in a moment.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and time, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. to live a lie. Never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf, I did that. If he would be there for you, I want you to be blessed. Don't stress out.
To reach your goal. Remember that you are the only one who has the power to either move forward or hold yourself back. Now, I'm very excited about this article, and I'm very glad that she put it this way, because you see, most of the time when people think of why you're not doing what you want to do, they think it's all about fear. They don't think maybe it's your own belief system that is holding you back, or the conversations you are having in your head, your unconscious mind. They just think, oh, well, she's fearful, or she's lazy, or, you know, that, or he, and that sort of thing. And so I like this article, because this article points out the different things that can hold you back, and it is not just fear. And so how to identify the obstacles. So excuses, which are often driven by fear, insecurity, or complacency, can hold you back. Limiting beliefs, which are influenced by an event or circumstance in your past that made you feel powerless, can also hinder your progress in life. These beliefs exist on an unconscious level, and they drive you, your every thought, word, and action. They are in large part what creates your reality. They're also responsible for creating the discrepancies between what we say we want and what we actually do. Now, how many times you may have heard someone say, well, this is who I am, or this is how I am, and I cannot change. You may have used those phrases yourself. And chances are, it is either your insecurities, your complacencies, or your beliefs that you have picked up from your past based on an experience that you went through, or your subconscious mind telling you that you're not worthy of whatever it is, or you're not good enough, or you're not smart enough, again, because of some situation that you may have gone through in your past, and these things are now projecting into your present, and they are going to affect your future. Well, literally, they are going to steal your future unless you decide to do something about it. Find out what is holding you back. Find out why you make the excuses that you make. Find out why you think the way you think. Find out why you behave the way you behave, and then you move on from there. Now, the article continued to tell us that imagine that embedded deep in your conscious mind, you're following an internal set of instructions that determines how you think and behave in every moment of every day. This programming was installed in your unconscious mind as a result of experiences and the meaning you placed on them. Now, if the experiences you had were positive, you created an empowering internal representation. If your experiences were negative, well, you're more than likely to make them mean something negative about yourself, others, or the world. So this is how your limiting beliefs were formed. Now, sometimes it can be easy to spot a pattern of negative emotions, excuses, or limiting beliefs if it is permitted your conversations or thoughts. Now, other times, it can be more difficult to pinpoint the obstacle because there is often a layer of truth in an excuse. So it can be particularly difficult when these evidence that prove the limitation you're arguing for. And so that's the article, How to Identify These Obstacles. Now, on Wednesday, I went to see, I spent some time with Ianla and a group of other women, and of course, she talked about letting it go. and letting it go again. If you are not able to let go the things that you picked up as when you were growing up, whether it was especially the ones that had a negative effect on you that left you with a bad taste in your mouth, so to speak, and whenever this thing happens or whenever you hear that phrase or whenever you see someone that looks like that person or whatever it is, it just rubs you the wrong way. It just makes you angry. It just brings out the worst in you. If you have not learned how to let these things go, well, again, it affects you in a negative way. It is break time. I'm going to leave you with that for thought, and I will be right back.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, and Wonder by Hillsong. I love that song, but then you already know that. That's it. You can join me.
Have you ever seen the wonder in the glimmer of the sight as the eyes begin to open and the blindness sees the light? Have so sick. I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. Lift in living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder in the earth's second light? Come out of the water with your left behind. If you have something, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. First in a living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light.
Having a right start to your day is important. The morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. Taking the right supplements can help you enjoy an active, healthy lifestyle. There is one product that can give you just that. A right start that will help you look and feel great. The Right Start family of products contain the essential vitamins and minerals necessary for good nutrition with the added benefit of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Right Start addresses the specific health support needs that are unique to men, women, and kids and teens. With the all-in-one nutrition of Right Start, it is no longer necessary to research supplements and purchase several different products in order to meet your essential daily needs. 4-Life has done the work for you. That's why using Right Start can save you time and money. Both Right Start men and Right Start women include the immune system support of patent-protected 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula. 4-Life's bio-EFA with CLA that contains essential fatty acids such as omega-3s and omega-6. and our exclusive Life C formula that provides five different sources of vitamin C. Plus, Right Start contains a complex blend of antioxidants from more than 20 different sources. Each of these has a different job in mind, whether it's to support the cells, the mind, or the eyes. In addition, Right Start Men contains unique ingredients to support the specific hormonal and nutritional needs of men, such as prostate health. Right Start Women includes increased amounts of folic acid, calcium, and magnesium to support healthy hormone balance and the reproductive system. Right Start Kids and Teens is created for those aged 2 to 18. It comes in chewable tablets in two tasty fruit flavors. For kids, immune system support is a must. After all, they don't discriminate against dirt, community water bottles, car grease, and worse. With this product, kids and teens receive up to 600 milligrams of 4-Life Transfer Factor Trifactor formula, plus hormonal and nutritional support, and 22 essential vitamins and minerals necessary for development and growth. Teens, on the other hand, are notorious for dietary and wellness shortfalls. Taking Right Start Kids and Teens can help supplement your teen's daily nutrition and fortify their development and everyday health. The 4-Life Research and Development Team has spent countless hours developing these products and identifying the unique ingredients required to provide the greatest health benefits to men, women, and children. 4-Life is there when you need us most with product solutions for your life. The future of your health depends on what you do today. Make smart choices. Build a better life.
Yes, 4-Life Right Start product for men, children, and women. And it is, I'm waiting for my Right Start to come. My package should be here anytime. So, well, I think it's been shipped out on the 18th. So my package should be here before the end of the month. And I'm going to start taking my Right Start along with my cardio and my transfer factor plus and my bio EFA and all of these things. And disclaimer, 4-Life is not claiming to heal anything. We're not claiming that 4-Life heals anything, but it helps build your immune system. It helps support your immune system so that you will be healthier. And like any other supplement, it does not heal anything, but it supports a healthy heart, a healthy circulatory system, healthy cardiovascular system, healthy kidneys, healthy body balance. We have a detox program. If you look into detox, we have a weight transformation, weight loss program, which is a which does a body transformation. And if you're interested in the products, Health is Wealth on Facebook or www.4life.com/ablaze. Or you can give me a call at 315-333-2377. My grandson's Right Start is on its way, because as he gets ready to start school, we're going to start giving him this before he gets into the school system, build up his immune system so that he does not come home with these runny nose and all these other things that goes on when your children are in school. So back to our topic of the night. I am your host, Blaze. It is our segment, Let's Talk, on the I Am a Success Story program. And tonight we're talking about what's holding you back. What's holding you back? I just shared on the I Am a Success Story Facebook page a quiz from Oprah Magazine on what's holding you back, and there is actually a quiz that you can take to help identify some of the things that are holding you back from going for that promotion at work or changing some things about your yourself and your life. So I'm going to go back to the article by Trish Thrump from Chopra.com and steps to work through limiting beliefs. So if your obstacle is limiting beliefs, how do you work through that? You know, you have to think about things you want and then ask yourself, why don't you have them? What is keeping you from having them? This will help. It will begin to reveal some negative emotion and limiting beliefs you may have, which end up being some form of resistance and excuses. And if you start to journal and see and the experiences and the frustrations that you are going through around your beliefs, that would also help you. So what, you haven't been able to achieve something you desire, sit down and examine why is that, you know, because it's funny enough, because I shared that quote earlier this week, and this particular quote says, behind every I don't care, and I want to find it because, yes, so it says, there is always a little truth behind every just kidding, a little knowledge behind every I don't know, a little emotion behind every I don't care, and a little pain behind every it's okay. And when I found this and I read that, I thought, oh, wow. And I don't know who wrote this quote, but this is such a profound quote because it's the truth. You know, it's the truth. How many times do you say you don't care, but deep down inside, you are just dying for that person to say, okay, I won't do that because I care about you. Or for that person to say, okay, you could have it. It's all right. You know, how many times? Or how many times you say, I'm just kidding, when you're really serious. You really want to tell this person, get the hell out of my face. Get out of here. But you'll say, oh, I'm just kidding. No, you're not. Be honest about it. So why you have to say, I'm just kidding, what are you afraid of? And how many times do you say you don't know when you really do know? You know that you know that you know that you know. But instead of saying what you know, you say you don't know. Or you say, I don't care, and you do care. Or you say, it's okay, and it's really not okay. And you know it is not okay. But you say, it's okay. So this quote is so profound simply because this quote is so true. So what are your limiting beliefs that have you thinking that something is okay, that have you saying that something is okay when you know deep down, downright, it is not okay, but you're putting up with it because you need that, you feel that you need to have that thing in your life or that person in your life, or you need to be at that place or whatever that belief is. What is that belief that have you thinking the way you think and doing what you do? So she says to take a moment to consider the earliest time in your life when you first experienced these feelings. It will probably be sometime before you turned 11 years old, a time known as imprinting years. What happened? Who was there? Let yourself see that you made a negative decision about yourself or others based on what happened. How did this decision affect you at that time, and how has it limited you since then, and how is it holding you back now? Spend a few minutes writing about this. Now, journaling is really important. You know, we don't all do it because sometimes it feels like, you know, you're writing things on paper, and again, there is a fear that you're thinking somebody's going to find it, and you don't want anybody to know what you really feel. But again, you're doing this for you and not for anyone else, because while everyone else is living their life according to how they want to, and we all have something. Even the most perfect person is perfect because they hide in something. We all have something. Okay, so don't. Ooh, hold on 1 second, excuse me. Oh, sorry, I had to take a sip of my tea. So don't allow things to hold you back when they don't have any power. Let's stop giving power to things that have no power over us. Once you've chosen an empowering statement or belief to replace the old me, the old one, write it down. And for me, you know, I tell you guys this all the time. My empowering statements for me is, and I'm looking at one right now. I'm looking at Psalms 23 right now because it's right there in front of me by my desk. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head before my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that is one of my prayers that I recite day in and day out, day after day, minute after minute. Sometimes I will be saying this prayer the entire day. I will be meditating on the 23rd Psalm, and I say it, and I say it boldly because it is what God told me. He told me he is my shepherd. He told me he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. He told me I shall not want. And so when you find empowering quotes or prayers or poems or messages that you can use to replace the negative, meditate on them. Feast on them. Have them as an extended part of your being so that you can recite it at the drop of a pen. At the drop of a pen, you want to be able to recite it because it is what God gave you. And time, so I'm going to take a break and I will be right back.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
The immune system protects your body. It is essential for survival. When your immune system works the way it should, you can feel well. Your immune system is evolving every day as it fights the host of health threats in today's modern world.
For Life Transfer Factor is nature's way of strengthening your immune system. For Life Transfer Factor educates your immune cells. For Life Transfer Factor supports your immune system's ability to recognize, respond to, and remember potential health threats. When you feel healthy, you can live your best possible life.
Transfer Factor educates your immune system to help you live a better, stronger life. 10th Avenue North. I have this moment. I'll be right back.
As I walk this great unknown, questions come and questions go. Was there purpose for the pain? Did I cry these tears in vain? I don't want to live in fear. I want to trust that you are near. Trust your grace can be seen in both triumph and tragedy.
By I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, my name is Blaze. I am your host. It is this segment, Let's Talk, on the I Am a Success Story program. This wonderful, beautiful evening, April 14th, 2018, and I am having a beautiful hot cup of tea. How about you? And we're talking what's holding you back. And I don't want to forget the video that I came across while I was on Facebook before this program, because it so relates to what this program is about tonight. And the articles that I'm piggybacking off of will be on the Facebook page. I have already shared the Oprah's quiz on what's holding you back on the I Am a Success Story Facebook page. And the one that I'm reading from, how to identify and conquer what's holding you back, from Chopra.com, the Chopra Center, written by Trish Forbes, is also going to be shared on our Facebook page after the program. However, I do want to share this piece with you because this is a video that I found tonight, and this video is about a young man who was born without limbs, and he is building toys. So he sits in the public, in the square, in his country, and he is building wooden toys, of all things, wooden toys with his hands. He has absolutely no shoulders, no arms, and so he's hammering, he's holding the toy down with his feet. He is hammering with the hammer in one foot, with the nail in another. He is making the holes with some tool before he put the hammer in them. And he's making these beautiful little wooden trucks. Okay? He's making these beautiful little wooden trucks that and cars that children can buy. And he looks happy. He has a smile on his face. And he was born without arms. He's making toys for children to enjoy. So if you want to see this video, you can. I mean, this video have gone viral. It has over 200,000 likes on Facebook. But it's just amazing. So I saw this and I had to comment. What's my excuse again? I can't think of one. After watching this, what excuse do I have? Except for me not doing the work that I need to do, you know? And some of us think that because we have two arms and two legs and we can see and we can speak and we can read and we have an education that we are better than other people. Because we have material things, we are better than other people. But when you look at someone who was born with a handicap and they have grown with that handicap all of their life and they have learned how to overcome their handicap and to do things that you and I cannot do. I mean, this young man is even sawing, you know, he is sawing the board with his foot. He is holding a saw with his foot and sawing a board. Now, me, I would be complaining that the saw is taking too long because it's not an electrical saw, it's a manual saw. So I would be complaining that this thing is just taking too long to cut this little piece of wood. I don't have the time. I gotta go. I am busy. That would be my attitude. That may be your attitude. You could probably relate to what I'm saying. But there he is, sawing the piece of wood with his foot, holding the hammer with his foot, creating the holes with his foot, picking up the nail and putting the nail in the hole that he created with his foot, and hammering that nail down with his foot. What the hell is our excuse? Yes, I said hell, because some of us have too many goddamn excuses why we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing when we're supposed to be doing them. And I'm talking to myself, and I'm asking myself that question as well as you. Okay, what is our excuse? What is holding us back? And why haven't we done the work? Why haven't you do the work? I know I have done some of my work. I'm still working on myself. That's why I'm here talking to you every night, because I'm working on myself. Like Les Brown say, work on yourself. And I am working on myself every single day. And I'm probably speaking to the choir. But what are our excuses? You know, and the article continues to say, assigning negative meanings. What negative meanings have we assigned to things that probably we misunderstood? Or something that happened to us, something negative that really did happen to us, something bad that did happen to us, and we gave it a negative meaning, and we have not taken the time to break it down and examine it. And that's exactly the same thing that, and it's so funny because I came up with this, I thought about the topic, and I didn't even think about a seminar that I went to earlier this week with Fianna Van Zandt. And then I found these articles that I'm looking for. There was the video and these articles. But it's the same thing Ayanna is saying. You have to break things down so you feel frustrated. You know, my daughter and I have this thing going where my daughter just cannot stand to hear me. You know, whenever I start talking to her, she gets, whoo, she just, because I guess she's heard me so much that she just cannot stand. So when I start talking to her, and we talk, don't get me wrong, we talk, but if it is something that I am correcting her on, you know, or something that she's doing that I have an opinion on, so she doesn't want to hear my opinion anymore. But in sometimes, Sometimes I keep my opinion to myself, but sometimes I give her my opinion. I'm a mother, you know, I'm a mother. But I also have learned to respect that she doesn't always want to hear what I have to say, and that I have to pull back and wait for her to come and ask me for help. And so I'm learning that. But I also have to look at why she doesn't want to hear me. You know, and if it is something that I am saying in a negative way, what is the depth? What is the depth? Because behind the quote that I just read, behind every "it's okay," there is something else. Behind every "I don't know," there is something else. Behind every "I don't care," there is something else. It is not always what it seems. And I'll never forget this in a workshop that I did with Fiona many, many, many years ago, when she asked us, when we see a key, what do we see? You know, you have a key, and the key is the key to open your brand new car or to open your brand new house. You know, you signed the contract, you got yourself a mortgage. Congratulations, you got yourself a mortgage. You put in that key in that door. It's the key. It's your house. You're excited. But what else is that key? Because you see, behind that key that you're holding in your hand, that key comes with so much more than just a key. It's the story of the guy who wake up every single day to go to the mine, to mine that metal, to form that key, to send that child to college, to keep the roof over the family head. That key has a story. We look at it as it is just a key, but it is not just a key. That key has a story, and I will never forget that. Everything that you have accomplished, everything that you own comes with its own story. The car that you're driving, it has a story. The person who was putting the pieces together, who may have cut their finger, who may have had to leave because they had to go to a recital, who may have had to bang a certain piece in a certain way to get it to fit. Everything has a story, including you. How we choose to tell our story is a different thing. Some of us have sugarcoat our stories because we don't want other people to know what really went on in our life. And some of us have exaggerated our story because we want people to feel sorry for us. And some of us have told the truth about our story, but people don't believe us because they're thinking that couldn't possibly happen. But nonetheless, we all have a story. How you choose to see your story, how you choose to tell your story, is a different thing altogether. So what is it that you're telling yourself about your story that is holding you back? What it is that you believe about your story that is not true, that is holding you back? Be honest with yourself. Take a deep look within yourself and tell yourself the truth about your story.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Pass me over, Anthony Hamilton. I'll be right back.
Another day, chance to make another chance. A fragile place, running on empty. A smile so faint, barely even break the space. World is on shoulders now. Don't be afraid. He who knows will make a way. His word alone is what has kept me. Born the Son, King of eternal peace. Lay your burdens down. If you catch me dreaming,
Pass Me Over. Yes. Ooh, that song took me to another place altogether, folks. My name is Blaze. I am your host. This is our segment, Let's Talk, on the I Am a Success program. And tonight we're talking what is holding you back. And I was piggybacking off of an article on Chopra.com from the Chopra Center, written by Trish Schwab, and it is holding, how to identify and conquer what is holding you back. And this article will be available for you to read on the I Am a Success story page. And Trish is she's a verdict educator and a lifestyle and life-ship and leadership coach. And she is a leading expert in the field of emotional healing. And having spent last decade traveling the world, being trained by and sharing the stage with Deepak Chopra in the field of consciousness and mindfulness-based practices, Trish has a real gift for integrating the ancient spiritual teachings with modern-day mindfulness to help people all over the world let go of their past and create an empowered new future. And after all, isn't that why God created us all? He created us so that we can be new. He created us so that we can be wonderful. And every single day when we wake up, the Bible tells us we wake up anew. We wake up with a new spirit. We wake up anew. So the things that we keep waking up with, that we should not wake up with, that we need to let go, that we keep taking with us, you know, in the African culture, when you get married, you jump the broom and you take your suitcase and you pack very light. Well, it's hard to pack light to go into a marriage when you're carrying stuff with you. If you're 35 and you're carrying and you have collectibles from the age of 5 and 6 and 7 that you have not gotten rid of, imagine how heavy your luggage is. We all seem to think that our luggage is just the bag that we carry on our shoulder or the bags that we carry on the airplane. But we all carry baggages within our body, within our minds, within our souls, within our DNA that we need to let go so that we can be the people that God created us to be. You know, because of some of the baggages we carry, there is hatred. Disgusting hatred. I said disgusting because some of the hatred that we see have absolutely no business being in the human race, but it is. It is just disgusting how we could hate each other, and some of us, how we self. It is pitiful how some people could hate their own self to the degree that they could love others better than they can love their own self. And that's because of all of the baggages that we are carrying that are holding us back, that is not even allowing us to love ourselves, much less to love each other. So get rid of these things. Find out what's holding you back. Do the work. Don't be too busy that you cannot do the work on yourself because you're so busy taking care of everybody else. Pretend that you're on an airplane and had a pilot telling you if he released the oxygen mask to please put it on yourself before you put it on someone else. The Bible tells us before we take out the mold from our neighbor's eyes to take the beam out of our own eyes. So reality is, life is all about taking care of yourself before you take care of someone else, because you cannot take care of someone else until you take care of yourself. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot heal what you don't understand. You cannot share what you cannot comprehend. My name is Blaze. I am your host saying thank you. Good night. I love you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Find a church tomorrow. Don't say church people are hypocrites, because the people that you're hanging out with in the club, they are hypocrites too. They're talking about you behind your back too. So go find yourself a church. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you to let go. Ask God to show you to help you come out of your own way and be so you can be the person that he created you to be. See, I'm saying good night. I will see you on Monday. Hello to Ireland. I just want to send a quick shout out because last night I had some new listeners that I hadn't seen in the past. And so I just want to send a shout-out to Ireland. And where is it? Okay. Yes, Israel, Ireland, and Korea Republic, Jamaica, St. Lucia, Norway. God bless you. I leave you with I Believe. Ooh, it's Saturday night, Jonathan Nelson. I'm going to leave here dancing. I Believe.
Come on, everybody, get your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on.
program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.